Chapter 4. She is the book of the commands of God, and the law which endures to the age. All who cling to her will live, but those who forsake her will die. Turn, O Jacob, and receive her. Walk by her light toward splendor. Do not give your glory to another, and your privileges to a foreign nation. Happy are we, O Israel, because what pleases God is known to us. Take courage, my people, O memorial of Israel. It was not for your destruction that you were sold to the nations, but it was because you angered God that you were handed over to your opponents. For you provoked your Maker with sacrifices to demons and not to God. But you forsook the age-long God who nourished you. But you also grieved Jerusalem, who fostered you. For she saw coming upon you the anger of God, and she said, Hear, you neighbors of Zion! God has brought great mourning upon me. For I have seen the captivity which the age-long Lord has brought on my sons and my daughters. For with joy I fostered them, but with weeping and mourning I sent them away. Let no one gloat over me, the widow, and bereft of many. For the sins of my children I am left desolate, because they turned from the law of God, but they did not acknowledge his righteous decrees, nor did they walk in the ways of God's instructions, nor did they tread the corrective paths of his righteousness. Let Zion's neighbors come and take note of the captivity of my sons and daughters, brought upon them by the age-long God. For he has brought against them a nation from afar, a nation ruthless and of a foreign tongue, who has no respect for an elder, nor mercy for a little one. And they have led away this widow's cherished sons, and have left me desolate, without daughters. But what can I do to help you? For he who has brought this evil upon you must himself deliver you from your enemy's hands. Farewell, my children, farewell, for I am left desolate. I have taken off the garment of the peace, but have put on sackcloth for my prayer of supplication. And I will cry out to the age-long God all my days. Do not fear, my children. Call upon God, and he will deliver you from the power of enemy hands. For I have trusted in the age-long God for your salvation, and joy has come to me from the Holy One, because of the mercy that will swiftly reach you from your age-long Savior. For with mourning and weeping I sent you forth, but God will give you back to me with gladness and merriment to the age. For as Zion's neighbors lately saw you taken captive, so shall they soon see God's salvation come to you with great glory and the splendor of the age-long God. My children, bear the anger with long suffering, for it has come on you from God. Your enemies have persecuted you, and you will soon see their destruction and trample upon their necks. My pampered children have trodden rough roads, carried off by their enemies like sheep in a raid. Take courage, my children. Call out to God. For he who brought this on you will remember you. For as your mind has been disposed to stray from God, turn back 10 times the more to seek him. For he who has brought these evils on you will, with your salvation, bring you merriment to the age. Take courage, Jerusalem. He who named you is your comfort. Terrified are those who did evil to you, and who rejoiced at your fall. Terrified are the cities where your children were enslaved. Terrified is the city which received your sons. For as that city rejoiced at your fall, and made merry at your fall, so shall she grieve over her own desolation. And I will take from her the rejoicing of her multi-crowd, and her insolence shall be turned to mourning. For fire shall come on her from the age-long God for many days, and demons shall settle in her from that time on. Look to the east, Jerusalem, and behold the merriment which comes to you from God. Behold, here comes your sons whom you once sent away, gathered in from the east to the west, by the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in the glory of God.